Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts, a podcast where you, our listeners, can become part of a conversation with us. We are three therapists who are going to talk about the good, the hard, and all the in-betweens of life. Come join us.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts. This is Jessica, and I'm joined by KJ and Taylor. You've got the trio today, which is always a joy for me. Personally, in recording, I prefer when we're all together. So I'm sure you guys also prefer it. So we're having a good time. And tonight, today, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, we are talking about Dopamine Nation. It is a book written by Anna Lemke. Let's say that is right. It is Lembke. So If you know how to say that automatically, then you are better than me. But basically, this is a book that I read because I had a friend say that they talked about it a lot on Armchair Expert. And I will do anything that Armchair Expert says to do.
Love Dax some Dax Shepard.
Monica. Except for like actually listen to Armchair Expert. I haven't actually listened in a while, but I do believe in them strongly. So they talked a lot about this. And like, for me, it was like Dax has a lot of clout as a former addict. And he said that this really helped illuminate for him what was going on with his addictions and stuff, whatever. So we're going to talk about the book Dopamine Nation and this idea that basically our dopamine is just all screwed up is really what the whole point of the book is. I found the book like revolutionary. I tried to go on an immediate fast from all of these things that were spiking my dopamine. It did not go well. I went to my therapist and I was like, I'm going off of Instagram and I'm going off of sugar. And she was like, I'll see you in a week. Let's see how this goes for you. And I did last longer than that, but did I last a full month? I don't think so. But the idea is that over, you know, we have these brains that are obviously very, very old in terms of evolution, right? Mm-hmm. And the way that our brains were formed and are meant to work is just really becoming not conducive with the world that we've set up for ourselves now. Mm-hmm. And so we're having these constant dopamine spikes from life in general, right? Our whole phone is just a huge dopamine spike, and it's messing up our baseline levels and really eliminating our ability to feel a lot of regular joy and stability in our life, because our baseline levels of what's good and what's not and are all kind of messed up. So mm-hmm. It's just a real fun consequence of the world that we live in. And yeah, does anyone have anything to say about this real fun consequence?
It kind of, well, yeah. Sorry, it reminds me, I don't know if you guys watch any like Jane Austen films or have read any Jane Austen books. It reminds me, every time I watch Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley, mm-hmm. because that is my chosen version.
That's fair. Also love the other version. So if any of you also love the other one, we're good. Yeah,
we can all be friends. But it reminds me of this concept when they're talking about going to a ball and they are like, I don't even know how to measure the amount of excitement and joy. And
it's like a fortnight away and they're like, yes, my whole world. They're like,
and then on the night of, they're all on freaking crack. You know what I mean? They're like Kitty and Lydia and they're giggling so much. You think their heads are going to explode. Mm-hmm. Just so much excitement. And in my brain, I'm like, you know what? I mean, this is a good time, but is this really as exciting as they're thinking it is? But then when you think about their baseline dopamine spikes that they're having, it's like they sit in a parlor and cross stitch for hours,
for so much time.
So of course,
and then they visit each other.
Yeah, and then they visit each other, and they write back and forth to each other. They're like, "Oh, let me come see you in 4 months," and then they have to wait 4 months to see a friend. So
I'll be that's there. What that next
kind of
season.
Reminds me of yes, where it's they chill and look at a duck pond for a month. So of course, being in a room with the opposite
with
sex
people.
And dancing and music is like out of this
next
world.
Next level.
Love this comparison. So basically what we're trying to teach you is how to take this brain that you have right now and change it back into a Keira Knightley circa Pride Prejudice era brain.
Which I think is legitimately what people are trying to do. They're trying to go back to like this older way of living. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we cannot. I don't think so. I do not think it is possible for a person in America, let's say, because that's probably where you guys are all at, to go back in time and reset this process. And so you have to learn to work within this world. Like people are like, I am a homesteader. And I'm like, yeah, but you're also homesteading as you post it on Instagram, which is a dopamine hit. So it is not the same thing, you know? And nothing wrong with doing that. It just is being we cannot physically separate. And so what you have to do is really learn how this dopamine is functioning in your mind, in your body. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she talks about in the book a lot. Okay, first, let me get this out because I recommend this book a lot, but there is one case study that she shares that is very sexually intense. So just be aware of that. I feel like I cannot in good conscience be like, read this book without warning you that it is like, when I was listening to the book and I was like, okay, I'm just skipping that sexual addiction. Like that was not for me. Yeah. Anyways. So back to it.
Always good to have a good disclaimer. Very respectful. Yeah.
There you go. So, but anyway, so the way that it works is like when our dopamine is constantly spiking, our brain is seeking balance. You can imagine your brain as like a scale with dopamine on one side and not dopamine on the other side. I don't know what not dopamine is. It might have a chemical name. I am not a nurse.
I like not dopamine.
Yeah. So I don't really, pain is probably what it is actually. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is your brain will compensate for the fact that your dopamine is spiking all the time, and it will purposely make your pain receptors more and greater and stronger and drop those dopamine receptors so that you're getting less dopamine and you're getting more pain so that it can start to equalize. But the problem is that your dopamine that you're being spiked with is not this really exciting ball that you've been waiting a month to go to. It's like someone texted me. So someone on Instagram commented on someone else's picture and that's my dopamine spike. That's what I'm getting. Really? Yeah. That's it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's hard because your brain is always trained to be in balance. And so that's where you can kind of see, like, if you start to like really look at your life, like, oh, that's why I do like focus on this pain. Mm-hmm. And that's why there are like, I have this tendency to to self-sabotage or do whatever. Like, there is a biochemistry thing happening, which is trying to equalize and like kind of just make it so that this dopamine is not so heavy in your brain, not so present, because it's just not a way, like your brain knows that you can't,
it's not sustainable
that way forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not sustainable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like a scale. So what she recommends in the book is doing a fast from anything. So she obviously worked in addiction forever, which mm-hmm. is why she wrote mm-hmm. this book, and still works in addiction. But mm-hmm. so she talks about like taking your substance of choice, whatever it is. Like I said, I chose Instagram and sugar were my substances of choice, and I was like, eliminate them.
Yeah.
She talks about go without them for a month. Because what you want to know is what they're doing for you, right? Like, what is the draw? What, how are they spiking my dopamine? Why are they spiking it? When are they spiking it? What is it doing for me? Mm-hmm. And she talks about like it for most of her clients, she talked about it, her, their brains resetting within 2 to 3 weeks, but she tells them to do a month just to like make sure mm-hmm. and to reset that balance of the scales. And then to like, you know, with her, it would be like with her, figure out a game plan moving forward of like, do we reintroduce it? Do we reintroduce something different? Do we, you know, all of this kind of stuff. So it's just very interesting stuff. But if we don't have that dopamine, we're going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
But our brain is trying to compensate for having too much of it by kind of making you crash on purpose,
mm-hmm.
which is just alarming, I thought, when I read the book. I was like, okay,
what the heck?
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you, brain. You know?
So you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, but from what I've been kind of studying, it kind of seems like there's this idea, like what you're describing is like cheap dopamine versus like long-term quality. You work for it. Like delayed gratification. Yes. Yeah, quality dopamine.
Absolutely.
So
where it's like, not like a quick spike, but it's like a sustain. You know, like you could talk about like a quick sugar versus like a sustain. Yes. So tell us.
Okay.
AJ.
An example would be, so say I'm at home like scrolling my phone, scrolling Instagram, getting those like little dopamine hits here and there. And then there's my husband who goes out on a run. So he's like going to experience that runner's high. He's like doing, he's working harder for something. He's going through something potentially painful, I guess, like exercising to get kind of that satisfaction at the end of like an hour long workout, which is a dopamine high. Like I think most people can agree you feel way better at the end of a workout, whether it's because you just accomplished something or what, or because
you're just happy
like
it's over.
You, you're just happy it's
over.
Right?
Okay, cool.
So he's like riding that like quality dopamine high that's going to last longer and sustain him longer through the day before he's like seeking another up, as opposed to me who was getting that from notifications on my phone. Like I'm just getting those cheap dopamine hits that aren't going to last. And so I was thinking about what my like drug of choice or however you worded it, Jessica, and I do think mine is picking up my phone. So I tried going without social media.
Congrats.
I tried going without social media for a month, and it was good for me. But then I, instead of just staying off my phone, I was doing things like checking my budget app and checking my Gmail and checking the weather.
I do
like the most boring apps.
Gmail
like
is
I was
thing
just
where I'm like
weather. I
check
the weather so many times. I'm in it. I know what it is.
Picking up my phone to pick, because it was like this ingrained habit of like, oh, this is going to get me that dopamine hit. And it was like completely subconscious. But that's what I realized at the end of the month was I just replaced social media with these cheap, you know, apps. So,
so
what
might
I'm
as well
trying
just be on
now,
social media is what I'm hearing.
what I'm trying now, I'm trying to like get to the root of that behavior. And I think the root of that behavior, and I figured this out through talking with Jessica about it. The root is, I get kind of stuck in the monotony, like the Groundhog Day of stay-at-home momming. because, you know, diapers, snacks, meals, like it's pretty much the same every day. No one who is listening
is relating. They're like, that's just me, KJ.
Yeah.
My life is so vivid with differences every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So getting on my phone is like seeking something different, seeking like something novel. And novelty, Instagram is good.
Yeah.
Good for that, right? Because I can see what other people are doing in their day and it's different from mine. What I'm replacing that with right now is listening to audiobooks because I have something that I can disengage with a little bit in my brain from like the monotony of momming at times and take like a 15-minute like, oh, I'm preparing lunch, but I'm also plugged in listening to this book. So my brain's escaping a little bit and it's not just scrolling in front of my kids, right? That's what I'm trying to do. And I think it's working. It's working. I'm picking up my phone way less. Good. So,
well, and you're picking it up for something that has like more substance for you, right? And anyone can choose what that is for them. And that's what we're talking about. Like when we talk about Gordon going on a run, the reason that that works better is because he has balanced the scales. He went through the pain while he was running. And so she talks about like artificially creating pain points in your life so that you can feel a higher dopamine rush after, like if you want that. And so it's like that where it's like reading a book is not an immediate dopamine rush. Like you have to get into it 50 pages before you're like, okay, yeah, I am into this. Or you have to invest in the characters and you have to remember things and you have to, you know, so it's just like a little bit more involved. It's balancing that scale a little bit more into the way where like that dopamine rush can hopefully last a little bit longer, be more prolonged and be more like stabilizing in your life versus like these quick spikes, which just leave you crashed, like you're crashing all day long, you know, and that's not what you want. So I think it's like a genius. You just have to figure out what for you is that, like, what can balance the scales and allow me to like feel happy and then come down in a safe way instead of just crashing over and over and over again, you know?
What are her ideas? You know? Like, does she give ideas? Well,
the problem is like in her case studies, she very much is, it's about addiction. Yeah. I think it would be great if she would write like a second book just on like the vices of our day, you know? And so in hers, it's a lot of like, this substance was your problem and then you do this. But she does like bring up like ice baths as like a good example of
cold shower.
Like someone was like
research around that right now.
Yeah, people are really into ice baths. And she had someone who basically traded an addiction to a substance for an addiction to ice baths. Like they could not live without the rush of it. But she talked about how like it's okay because you are purposely bringing in pain. Yeah. And so yes, you're addicted to the high after your cold bath, but that works for you because you have introduced the pain point first. And so it's okay. So it's, she kind of talks about things like that, where as long as you have balanced the scale and what you've become kind of reliant upon, you're going to be okay. So it's something worth digging into and thinking about, and maybe feel free to like message us and be like, here's my thing. We'll brainstorm with you. We have no authority or, what is the word?
Credibility.
Yeah, we don't do this, but we also would love, I would love to just kind of think about it with you, figure it out. It's a fascinating
thing. I've seen the example of camping because you're depriving yourself of creature comforts.
Lots of things.
And then you come back feeling refreshed. So, so in the sense, it's like, basically leaning into discomfort.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like it's like a reset.
Like Hygge, the concept of Hygge, when I read that book, what stood out to me the most was he paints this scene and he talks about how he was out skiing all day with his friends and they were like
cold and exhausted. Cold
and exhausted because it's dark there, you know. And he was like, yes, and we skied back to the cabin and we came in and we had stew simmering on the stove and we ate it. And he was like, that is the ultimate hygge for Danish people, is doing something intense and then coming to this cozy, relaxed environment. He was like, you can't hygge if you just stay at home and light a candle. Like, he was like, that's not what it actually is. It's exerting effort. It's doing that and then coming back to that really warm comfort. So, and I do remember that, like, I can vividly see him. I pictured him like skiing into this cabin and I could like feel that feeling of like, oh my gosh, we made it. We just had an awesome day, but it was like a hard day. And now we just get to like relax and spend time together and eat this stew. So I think it is that. It's just like, you have to learn how to balance these things in your life. And I think that that's where like parenting can become monotonous, because it's like, we're not finding that balance of like, oh, well, I need to find a way to like find that spike of joy in the parenting part. You know what I mean? Like, but that's where I am like, oh, well, I do a lot better if we leave the house and go somewhere. That would be that, right? Like, and that is that balancing the skills. It is a lot of work to get those kids out of the house and go somewhere. But this, like, the joy that I get from meeting up with a friend at the museum is well worth the effort, and it kind of evens out. So you can start to think about these things that maybe actually bring you like a little bit more of like lasting joy and like fulfillment. You can start to look at and be like, oh, is there like an element of the scales needing to be balanced there?
Yeah.
An interesting thought.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is, I think people are becoming more and more intrigued by this concept. Like, I've seen that it has been kind of viral on social media. Like, there's been some people calling it like dopamine detox. And so I saw some ideas for it and I was like, oh, I'm going to try that in January. So the thing that I've been trying is not spending money on extra stuff. Like, just only spending money on needs instead of like, I was in a cycle of like getting on social media, seeing an influencer's post about something that makes their life better or easier, whatever it is. And then here I am in like mom brain being like, oh my gosh, that would be wonderful to have that organization in my fridge to change up my whole world, you know? So then I click on the link, I go to Amazon, I put it in my cart. And thankfully I wouldn't purchase often, you would leave but it was like that whole, I would leave it in my cart. It was whole cycle. My wish
list is like,
the whole cycle of doing that for some reason was a weird dopamine hit. And so I was like, that needs to be like, that's such a waste of time. Like, that's what I need to try to cut out.
What is
out.
It really doing for you?
So what helped was I just deleted all the apps off my phone. Like, so I deleted the Amazon app. I think I had like a Target maybe. And then, so that super helped because I then wasn't going into my Amazon cart to see if anything was on deal that day. I just cut that out because it's too hard to open my laptop and do it. I'm not going to do that. And then I just,
because like, that's a pain point.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
why you
it's
would
hard
introduce
to do.
This, right? You would introduce it that way.
And then I just unfollowed a bunch of people that influence me, not against my will, but kind of. I chose to follow them in the first place, right?
I know, right? Yes. But
and it has really, really helped. Like, I don't feel this constant stress of like almost spending money I shouldn't spend. You know, I think that was like a weird thing. So I think it's like an interesting idea to people. I think we've been stuck in this kind of anxious depression, like stuff that's just being triggered by this imbalance. And people are sick of it, tired of feeling
they
this
are.
way.
And I think it's why something like exercise is just always going to work, because there just is a natural balancing. It just is. it's built in, it's always going to work, you know? And so that's where you want to go back to those things that are just very like reliable, and you know that they can, you can depend on them, versus going to those things that are quick spikes, which don't really make you feel better. Like, you just feel empty. That's how I always describe it. Like, after I have like scrolled Instagram and there's nothing new, like I just feel like empty, because that dopamine is no longer coming and I feel empty. Mm-hmm. I have crashed, versus, you know, I exercise and I'm like, wow, that was really hard, but like, glad mm-hmm. I did it, you know? And then I move on with my life and I feel good for a while. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about it in terms of cooking too. I've been trying to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I'm cooking in like a different way with different foods, which is a lot harder for me in my life. It takes like a lot of time, like finding the ingredients in the store and buying them and planning them and then making this big meal, you know. But when I'm done, even if my kids didn't eat a lot, but I'm like, I know that these were like healthy choices for my body and healthy choices for my kids' bodies. And that is worth it in the end. And then I'm like, okay, like that was good, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you put in that effort of like, I'm thinking ahead of time, I'm preparing it. Like, I've put in the work versus like, I just picked it up and here we go. And that is great when you need it. But if you are, like we do, and especially before I had kids, that was for sure something that I would chase, was like, where am I going to eat tonight? Like, where, you know, and I could just go out and grab it and it's so easy. But that is that same, like that quick dopamine spike that you'll crash versus like, I prepared this meal, I was thoughtful about it, I put some effort into it, and then I get to enjoy it. It's going to be more enjoyable, even if like maybe it's not more delicious.
Yeah.
But like there's some satisfaction there. You would hope, at least, I guess. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Taylor. Good job. You guys are doing great.
Thank you so much.
I personally am just off of Instagram completely this month. And I am finding that I miss it. I don't know. So that's the question. You know?
Yeah.
So what really do you do with the like picking up your phone? Like what? What are you getting dopamine from, I guess, now?
Oh, well, I have, since I stopped doing Instagram, I have started doing Wordle and Connections and the mini crossword. However, I do find that that doesn't take me that much time because they're all very quick games. So, and I think that's like what's kind of like, that's nice about them is that they, and that you can only play them once a day and it's a finite thing. Like, I think that's what's good about them. But yeah, I do check my Gmail a lot, but I don't get new emails. So I don't get the dopamine rush. So that's good for me. Because I have unsubscribed from every email thing that's ever possible. Like,
and
that's, I
talk
get
about putting
email,
in the work. Yeah, yeah, talk about putting in the work right now. That's work. Yeah.
Literally, I will get one email and be like, how did an email get through? I must unsubscribe.
Get
like,
through my net.
That is truly, I should not be getting any emails. But aside from that, like I do try now. I'm treating my phone more like a home phone, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like I plug it in when I'm in the kitchen. And if I need it, I have to go to the plug and look at it there. And then do my life. Because I actually just like over Christmas, my twins discovered phones.
Yeah.
And they're very, it's not great for their brains. I can tell. Just like I could, one of them in particular, I'm just like, you cannot hold my phone anymore. Yeah. She was like just holding it and she would like type into whatever that like search bar that you can pull up when it's locked. Yeah. And she just would like type things and like do stuff. Yeah. And then she'll like, I'm like, okay, you cannot, no more of this.
No more.
That's why I was like, okay, I have to like put this phone somewhere because I can't have it on my body because they were taking it from me. But even with like, it's been 15 days into the new year. And I feel like she's already like forgotten about it, moved on after I started doing that. So.
That's
even
a good idea.
She was seeking those little like dopamine rushes. She loved
home bases for your phone. That's good. Because I've tried to replace social media with like other, like learning a, like an app where I learn a language, or there's another app that I like where you like
that's good.
Identify classical pieces of art, you know? And so it just like takes you through like all of the like art history, which is really great because I'm learning.
Which is super fun. But I find myself,
which is really fun. But it goes back to the same, but I'll like grab it and like start doing it to get that little throughout the day. And like we talked about, at least in this phase of our lives with children and everything, it really is just like that contact with the phone and like the message that that's sending to my children, which is a thing that I'm wanting to avoid. So I think I'm going to have to implement, that's a good idea, to implement those home bases for the phone, or like the, I try to do like the, after they go to bed is like the time when I can do those things.
Yeah.
But I had to buy a watch.
Nap time.
I don't wear a watch because my phone was my watch for 15 years. I just never had a watch.
Yes. That was also, I,
very helpful. Yeah.
Yes. I feel like 6 months ago is when I got like one.
I wear watches now, but I don't have a smarty one. Yeah. So I'm like,
I bought like a cheap, like it was $30, but it does my steps and it's a watch. Yeah. And that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. And I am so like, if I don't have that on, I'm just like, okay, but what time is it?
You're like, how do I exist it's on nice this to planet? Not,
yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did always have to have my phone because I check my watch 100 times a day. I would have been checking my phone all those times.
I got my kids digital watches, just like little freestyle, those shark watches.
Exciting.
And oh my gosh, my kids are amazing. We'll just be walking on the sidewalk. They're like, it's 12:45. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I love it. like two little watches all the time that walk around with me. It's amazing.
Yeah. You're like, what time is it?
I love it. And they love telling me too. It's
the best. Oh, simple pleasures, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we love.
Dopamine. That's dopamine right there. Yeah.
Yeah. It truly is. Truly is. Anyways, you guys should read the book. If you feel like you struggle with this at all, but like I said, feel free to just skip over the chapters with that sexual addiction. It is more intense than I wanted it to be myself. So
it might overfill your cup. So
yeah. No need. It's just not important.
Okay. Well, I think Jessica did a wonderful job recapping that book for us. Please go ahead and read it. If you want to email or DM us with any follow-up questions, or if you're wanting to brainstorm some options, we think this is a really fascinating concept. It's pretty compelling. So thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We want to create a community of inclusion where we can have conversations about topics that you need help with or have questions about. We want you to have a voice in this process, so please let us know what you want to hear about on future episodes. You can email us at thoughtspod@gmail.com. And if you search ThoughtsPod, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All original music is composed by Milan Bryich from Valley of the Bears, and our logos are by Rick Thomas. Thanks for joining us.